just going to roll the recorder here, Brock, and let's just talk about your looking at crop as we're making this tour around the area. In you're in that Rock Lake area. What are things looking like?
For the most part, the crop looks pretty decent. Some of the early wheat is just starting in the last week here to be harvested. And hearing varying reports, I guess, both with quality and yield. I think guys are a little bit disappointed with the test weights and some of it, but I have heard higher ones starting to show up here as they get into it.
Okay. How about the row crops? What are they looking like?
Row crops consist mostly of soybeans and edible beans, I guess. And those crops look quite good. Probably as good as they have in quite some time. We've got some real good moisture in most areas through the month of July, and caught a few showers here and into the early and middle part of August as well. And the crop's filling nicely, and just need a little more time to finish it up.
Yeah, very good. Any disease pressure or not?
Disease pressure is not terrible. No, everything looks pretty clean. Even some of the canola that I know wasn't sprayed with a fungicide is not showing a terrible sign of any strong disease pressure.
Okay. How about the insects? They haven't been too much of a problem elsewhere. How about you guys?
Yeah, not terrible. Haven't seen a soybean aphid anywhere yet. We've been looking a little bit here and there and haven't seen one, so that's a good sign. A few grasshoppers in the area, but outside of that, hasn't been bad.
Tell me a little bit about Lakeview Seed.
Oh, I guess we're located right on the north edge of Rock Lake. It's myself and I have one other guy working with me, Brody Cale. He started this year as an intern, and I think he's going to come on full-time next spring after he graduates from NDSU.
Cool. Did you start the business from scratch, or did you purchase it from someone else?
I did. I started working with Pioneer around 2000 underneath my dad as an associate sales rep. And I think we're currently in our 10th year out on our own with our own agency.
Sure. How big a footprint do you cover then?
Oh, I cover from the Canadian border down to about Candu, and then east and west to about the Towner County lines. We're situated right in the middle of the county, east to west, and we cover 15 miles about each way.
Okay. That's what I was going to, with being at Rock Lake, you're kind of in that northernmost territory there.
Yep, definitely are. Good way to say it is we cover most of Towner County, the extreme south part. There's another sales rep in the Leeds area, but most of the rest of the county we have.
Very good. Anything else you need to know about this crop?
Just need to get it through the combine. Yeah. We had kind of a late start this spring, and so harvest is a little bit delayed. We just sprayed our first wheat this past Monday, so we probably have about a 2-week wait, and the weather's starting to, the forecast anyway, looks like it's going to trend a little cooler, so that could even take a little more time, but some guys got their combines rolling, and excited to get into it and wrapped up.
How are you sitting on moisture?
Moisture right here is not bad. There is some areas of some fields that are showing a little stress in the soybean crop, which is not out of the ordinary, but you don't have to go but a couple miles this year, and the rain amounts really changed drastically. I heard just the other day, I believe we had 8 to 10 inches in this area around Rock Lake, but you get up north to the Canadian border, and I think, and that was in the month of July alone. I think they said they only had a little over 2. So, a great variance in the rainfall throughout the area.
All right. Very good. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I
guess, good. All right.
I'd like to touch, I guess, for our agency on
sure.
the new Liberty tolerant canola we have, both in a sclerotinia resistant variety and a Harvest Max variety. We're really excited about that. As well as the introduction of the Enlist beans. We do have a few varieties of those for our area as well.
Well, that's the one thing. We don't, typically don't talk a whole lot about canola as far as during a row crop tour, but you're in that area where canola is probably one of the more important crops.
Yeah, you know, soybeans over the, past quite a few years now has probably cut some into that canola acreage, but canola is still a huge crop for us here. And I have heard some early reports of some pretty good yields on the canola crop coming off as well.
Yeah, some of the custom guys we talked to up in that area, we're talking at least a ton minimum, and then from there going a little higher.
Yeah, I've heard up to 2,600 pounds, I think, is the highest now. So hopefully we can carry that through to the end, and guys should be pretty happy.
Yeah, very good. All right. Well, Brock, I appreciate the call here today. Thanks.
Yep, thank you.
Yep, talk to you again.
Yep, bye.
Bye.